This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday.
It's
the best. Oh, I know. Oh, mwah. Hey, Monday, give me a big fat smooch.
Gross,
one.
Dude.
Yeah.
Sarah's making out with Monday. You know.
Yeah. Well, you know me. I'll grab it and make out with it if I want to.
Hooman, House Parks, Monday, all of it.
Well, you don't stop, do you? Your
What's
cousin
wrong with
you? Tucker.
What the hell's wrong?
Unbelievable.
That's right. That's where it all started.
Well, I guess how you guys are my friends. Anyway,
who's the last person you made out with?
John. My guess.
When did that happen?
Oh,
never?
25
like
years ago? I don't know. God, who lays around sucks. Making out with people anymore? You know, that's when you're 15, you're like, I never want to stop doing this. I want to do this every day, all day. If only my parents would just leave, I could make out all day. And then you finally give up the goods, and then nobody wants to make out anymore. They just want to get right to that.
Down there.
Like, oh, man. That sucks.
I still like making out. I think kissing
is
fun.
You know what, though? You don't like making out. You like kissing while you're boning. That's what you
no,
like.
No,
that
I like not to just... kiss.
Really?
Yes,
so you and your wife just lay on a couch for
no,
2 hours making out?
That's because we got two little kids that bug the hell out of us. Yeah. We don't have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And before you had kids, you did lay around for 2 hours plus
no,
at a time
not
making
2 hours.
Out.
It always leads to nook, but I'm just saying I do like to make out. Yes, I do.
So when is the last time you made out?
Last time we boned?
No.
I don't know. I probably would have been this weekend, except we had guests.
Yeah, is your mom still there? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, she's staying for a few weeks.
Oh, nice. A few weeks. Wow.
Yes.
A shadow
so
with her?
It would have been last weekend is the last time I made out. Yes.
I see. Yeah. No, not me. It's been years. Right. Anyway. How did we get here?
Because you were making out with Monday.
Oh,
yes,
right.
I was. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, Bryn was making out with Monday too. God, Monday's such a little slut.
I do love Mondays.
Well, who doesn't? Oh my God! Right before we went on the air, I was like, "Oh, what is it? Hump Day?" And I'm like, "Sarah, you idiot! It's Monday." Like, Monday? It's only Monday.
How did you think it was Hump Day?
No, I was just looking. I go, "What is it? Hump Day? Is it?" God, Jesus. Anyway. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Alice973 Instagram page. Oh, Bryn and Nicole, you guys are just curating that to perfection. Like, wow, every day that I go on Instagram, I'm like, what? Look at this thing they put
up
there.
Here's another bird on Sarah.
Yeah, what's going on with this? Is amazing. Oh. Wow. Looks like I'm alone. All right. Anyway, you follow the Alice Instagram page. You can catch throwback pictures, our clip of the day. Jane puts a lot of stuff on there, too.
Those are my favorite, the glimpses into your old past. The two of you guys, like, you know,
same.
There's so much love. You can just
there
see.
There is a lot of love.
Yeah.
You know? Not right now, at this moment, but in general, there is a lot of love. Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Why not?
No reason. I'm not going back there again. You brats.
What?
Anyway.
Yeah, we don't know.
I was giving them crap because they were giving me crap about making out. Do I really have to go through the whole thing and then that conversation continues? You're not my friend either, Nicole.
No, I was truly lost. I thought it was probably in reference to the last clip that was posted about the ugly question.
So.
Oh, look at Nicole just piling on.
I didn't.
This is This is not my day. But it's Monday, so why am I surprised? If only it were hump day. If only I had been right this morning. Anyway, the Alice973 Instagram page.
It's the best.
Oh. I actually love the clips of the day. I think you guys do a great job picking them. And, you know, some I like better than others, obviously. But they're all good. And I think that's fun, you know, if a listener mm-hmm. goes on Instagram and they see some, you know, mm-hmm. clip. Because then you get to see the Zoom meeting. That's, you know, he takes the chunk mm-hmm. of the Zoom meeting. Or Nicole does. I'm not sure who does these things. You guys are magic.
Yeah. Tag team, for yeah. sure. Did you see the coffee cup one?
No. Oh, so yes, I did see that.
So sometimes
one.
We post stuff that we do during the break, too. Or the dancing that, you know, Nicole put together, that yeah. montage of you guys dancing. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. People don't get to see, you know, what we do behind the scenes during the commercial
break. Because even when the commercials are going, the four of us are still staring at each other.
As we would if we were in the studio.
Right, exactly. Sometimes one or the other of us is out of our seat, or there's, you know, there's all kinds of things going on. Anyway, hello, Monday. Alex Trebek passed away, as you're aware, I'm sure, if you follow the world at all. It's been talked about quite a lot. And at the end of last week, they played the final episode that he ever taped. And it got real on there. They did a little tribute video. It was set to a song called Once Before I Go by Peter Allen. So I watched the tribute this morning. I watched some of it. But
okay,
I didn't have
so hold on. Let me just to be clear in my head. He did the episode... And they've added this in after the fact, this tribute or whatever.
They put in, it's a montage, okay. And it starts with, it's clips
Once
from...
Before I go, I want you to know...
I love it.
...that I would do it all again.
He's got brown hair in these early clips. Mm-hmm.
The same yeah. mistake.
It's a yellow he's hammer, not
a and the famous hammer. Mustache that later mm-hmm. went away.
Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, I do not write the clues. This is family visiting day here at the Jeopardy set.
Oh, there's his kids. Uh-huh.
Sorry about that.
Why do I even set them up for these things?
Oh, he's dancing.
It's yeah. cute.
I want you to know.
I don't dance.
Oh, you do dance.
That I look back with no regrets.
Fear not, I have complete control today of the show.
Wearing the Statue of Liberty. We were down he's and out. Gene Simmons from Kiss. Came back to me. Anyway, it's very tight. It's only about a minute and a half, actually. Yeah. Would you put that up at our Facebook page? Yeah, the Sarah and Vinny
I'll
Facebook
show you how
page.
It ends here. He just okay. says goodbye and good night.
So long. So long.
Walks away.
Aww.
Walks off the set.
There's all kinds of clips in there, and if you take a moment and look through it, it concludes with clips of him saying so long, then turning around and walking off the set. So it was a nice little tribute that they did to him. Grimes.
Yes.
Not the tattoo guy.
Mrs. Musk.
Mrs. Musk, the 32-year-old musician and romantic partner of Tesla CEO Elon Musk. Mm. Said in an Instagram story that she posted on Friday night that she got COVID-19. She says, finally got COVID, but enjoying the DayQuil fever dream. No updates regarding how she was feeling or what symptoms she was experiencing or how bad it was or how easy it was. In the story, she embedded a link to a SZA song, used a series of emojis to describe the track, and really, that's it. No update since. But she said, finally got COVID. I assume that's how she talks. She seems, you know, like a weirdo.
Like a weirdo.
In the best possible way. I don't know. So Grimes has it. And I don't know if that means that their kid, unpronounceable AXI1121, and Elon have it, but she's got it. Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
He's a celebrity chef. He is
one of the few I've heard of.
Yeah, he's definitely top of the heap when it comes to right. famous chefs.
I just mean by saying that I don't watch cooking shows. I'm not really up on all that, but I know that dude's name.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the things about him, isn't he the Hell's Kitchen guy?
Like, yes. he's the guy on Fox.
He yells at you, mm-hmm. and he's mad. And
shut up! I want to move on.
when he, and he will do like, I can't remember what the name of the show was, but he would go in and save a restaurant or attempt to save it. Mm-hmm. And it showed him dealing with the owner and the manager and the people who work there.
Lazy people in some cases. I watched him do one where he's like, you can't possibly tell me you need to stay closed for lunch. And he's like, well, I mean, I have to have a life. And the guy's like, no, you don't.
You're a restaurateur and your restaurant's failing.
Yeah, you're going under unless you start making, you know, you got to build out your. Anyway, it was very funny to watch this guy be like, yeah, but I don't, I have to. And no.
No, you don't.
You need
have
to open
to.
Is what you need to do. You
or you're
going to
lose your restaurant, sir.
Uh huh.
So they call him, you know, a hamburger aficionado. He's got 35 restaurants, several of which specialize in hamburgers, and he's no stranger to expensive ones. He's got he has a small eatery inside London's Harrods department store, and that one has a $106 burger on the menu. He's got a new show called Gordon Ramsay's American Road Trip, and he road tripped to Las Vegas, where at a place called Burger Brasserie. It's between Paris, Las Vegas, and Bally's, Las Vegas. You can get a $777 burger. So he's touring around with a bunch of other chefs. It is what it seems like just from having read this story. He previews it, telling his team that they'd be tasting a burger of absolute class, a burger that's going to blow your minds, a burger that's going to cost $777. So the pub is known for this burger, which when idiots win a bunch of money in Las Vegas, what they do is they spend it on crap. Mm-hmm. There are so many high-end boutiques where you can buy some watch that otherwise you'd never be able to touch. And like in the madness of
on
I'm
the
rich.
Way to your room, they
right.
put like expensive watches. In
oh,
your
oh just sure. The $3,000 handbag, the $30,000 watch.
Right.
You can
it's
have
very
it all.
Funny. Absolutely.
So when you win $1,000, you spend $777 of it on this burger. It's made with an American Wagyu patty, lobster meat, goat cheese, pancetta, wow. foie gras, arugula, and 100-year-old balsamic vinegar.
All right. That's all lost on me. The beauty of a burger is that it's actually delicious and only $10.
Yeah. And you don't even have to do much to it.
Right.
You know, it doesn't even need, you could just have a burger and it's like, oh, well, ground beef, delicious.
Right.
So they taste it and everybody thought it was delicious. One of the guys was saying, the lobster and foie gras really come through, which was, I was not expecting those to go together. I'm like, really? Because it's kind of a junk pile. You'd think, you know, it'd be about.
So are they saying that they grind all those meats together to make one?
No, they're layered on. So it's like,
okay.
If you, I think that's either the goat cheese or the lobster, the white thing sticking out at the top. And they showed them assembling it in the show. So it is definitely, it's one of those burgers that is just silly because you can't, I mean, it's almost like you have to chop it into pieces because it's got to be 6 inches tall and it's on a regular size hamburger bun. It isn't.
Your jaw was built for that burger, wasn't it?
No, even my jaw can't get around that. Edie Brickell, maybe, not I. So they taste it and they think it's delicious. One of the guys on the panel couldn't get past the price tag. It's all right. I just can't compute the price and the taste. Gordon Ramsay said, enjoy, it's Vegas. I mean, it's disgustingly expensive, but it's bloody delicious.
Well, I've definitely met people who just want the most expensive thing no matter what.
Right.
And so they will order that burger because they have the money to do so and right. only the best for them.
Yeah. Even if they don't have the money to do so, they're going to do it.
Right.
Like I'm thinking of Hooman, actually.
That's who I was thinking.
Of course you were. Weren't we all? Like, of any of us, the only one of us who would have ever had the $777 burger is Hooman.
Right. You got to get that, right? No, I don't.
You don't.
But you
actually
do your
don't.
Thing.
I'm not going to pay that. And it comes, by the way, with a bottle of Dom Perignon. That's included in the $777. Oh. So you get a bottle of Dom, which they were saying, one of the guys goes, why would you have this kind of champagne with a burger? It's sacrilege. So there you go. This place is called Burger Brasserie. And for $777, you can get this amazing, it's an amazing burger balls. Okay. Last night, the first part of the Tiger Woods documentary aired.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of it, spoiler alert, okay? Although, if you know
it's
his story,
about it's, his life, yeah, right?
It is. All right. At the conclusion of part one of the Tiger Woods HBO documentary, Tiger, we watch as he wins the 06 Open Championship, first major win for him after the death of his dad. Emotion overtakes him.
They got to that point in this dude's life in the first episode?
06 is where they got to. He cries in the arms of his caddy. His wife is holding him as he cries, Elin Nordegren. It has all the makings of it. They should have ended it there. Because as they are embracing, the picture cuts to a shot with a gray background and a woman entering the frame, sitting down in a chair. And can you remember her name? The first lady that came forward? She says,
oh, what is her name? You know what's weird?
You'll think of it.
Oh.
Her last name is almost reads like a sentence. She says, okay, so what do you want me to talk about? And then they fade to black.
Wasn't she in the Bay Area? Like, she's someone that we have ties to, right?
I want to say she moved here, right? Didn't she get some boyfriend to move here right after this whole thing went down?
I'm not going to get the name.
Her
what
name
is
Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell.
That's it. Yes. So she sits down and is about to spill.
And she said, well, okay, what do you want me to talk about? By the way, there's a shot of her. Her lips, they're like cartoon lips. It's like, remember those wax lips that you used to get when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Imagine that times two. And that's the lips that she's got going on her face.
That's too bad.
Yeah. At least in the shot they have here in the story. I mean, it is. They're just cartoonish.
So how many years removed from her fame is this appearance? It's at least 10, right?
It's probably close to 12. Well, actually, it's about 11 almost exactly, because it was Thanksgiving, wasn't it, when this whole thing went down?
I think so.
So it was Thanksgiving of 09.
Okay.
The world
and they
was
were
shocked.
Obviously having an affair before that.
Yes.
This is when it all came out. Okay.
Yes. They did an in-depth interview with her. So if you watch the first episode, you got to know that if they got up to 2006 and ended with Rachel Yucatel, things are going to get, the second one is going to be less fairy tale like, a little more guttery.
I find it interesting that she would even want to do it.
Maybe they're paying her.
Yeah, I mean,
everybody
just
wants money, right?
It's a bad look for her just because she knew the guy's married, right?
Yeah.
So,
right. It wasn't like that wasn't known. She basically said, everyone's just portraying me as this, that, and the other thing, but it was the two-way street, you know.
Oh, so she's maybe setting the record straight. Okay.
So maybe that's what she's hoping to accomplish with this.
All right.
I can't imagine that they didn't pay.
I don't think he came out looking good from this, though. So I don't know. You know, if he came out looking spectacular, you might go like, oh, well, I could see why she wants to, you know.
Right.
But
oh, he was brought low for sure. And she was just the first of many. And that actually probably had to hurt, too. I think she probably thought she was the one.
No, there were dozens, right?
We had a
board golf course in the country.
Up in the studio to try to keep. We called it the whore board. Right. Sorry, ladies. That's just what we called it. It had to have a nickname.
Ladies. Sorry, whores.
Yeah, sorry, whores. You know. But because there were so many of them, we were having a hard time keeping track of them. We didn't put it up there because we wanted to say whore board all the time, although we did enjoy that. We did it so that we could keep track. So many names. So many places.
We didn't have to swim the backstroke in the whore board, but we couldn't help it.
It was, you know, it was difficult. That was what was happening at the time. So episode one, I believe it's just two parts. HBO, 9 o'clock last night and 9 o'clock this coming Sunday.
All right.
I'm sure it's probably on demand at this point, so you can catch up, watch that first episode this week, and see this lady's face is just shot full of stuff. Oh, it's crazy. Hey, if she likes it, good for her. HBO. It's not TV. Speaking of TV, Roku... I think of Roku as being a place to collect your apps that you use on your TV, mm-hmm. not necessarily an actual giver of content. It just sort of is the platform everything is sitting on. Mm-hmm. And it looks like maybe they're trying to change that. They just bought all of Quibi's TV shows and documentaries.
Oh, that's great.
It is great because there was some good stuff on Quibi. It's just that nobody wanted to pay, I don't know what it was, $10 a month. I don't even know what it was for these short form videos. Mm-hmm. I watched one show on there. It was called Dummy. Cody Heller was the writer, and I don't know if she directed it, but this was her story. Anna Kendrick starred as her.
That's the one. Okay. I was like, is this the one with Anna Kendrick?
It is.
It's kind of, is this the one that's kind of sexy?
Oh, it's just filthy.
Oh.
You would love it. It's so funny, so clever. And I really did think it's sad that no one is ever going to see this because no one's going to watch Quibi because it's dumb. So Quibi went under big time. I got the 7-day free trial and I went right through all the Dummy episodes.
Oh, it was just a week?
Yeah, 30 days. I don't know what it was, Bryn. I signed up for it and then quickly. Although they still send me emails constantly. I keep opting out, and they keep opting me back in. They love me. They can't get... Although, those have died since the service died. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm free now. Roku announced Friday it's acquired Quibi's library of content about 3 months after the short-form video service streaming service shut down. I don't have anything about the financials, but they're going to make the Quibi content available for free with ads to all Roku users sometime this year. So... in addition to the content that already aired on Quibi, Roku has the rights to stream the company's dozens of unaired programs. They had a bunch of stuff in the pipeline that never aired. It looks like Roku does have a streaming service. Mm-hmm. It's a streaming app that provides a lot of free content to stream, supported by advertising. And I don't know if that... if it's one of those ones that you can pay extra and get rid of the ads?
I don't know. I see it on my Roku TV all the time. I
don't
really, yeah, I have.
Oh, you use? Okay.
I do because I bought this TV. It's a TCL, and it comes with the Roku built in.
Yeah, actually, that's a lot of TVs have that.
I learned to like it a lot because I, you know, the Disney Plus is, wow, what are you doing here? Sorry, guys.
Oh, hello, Cameron. Happy Monday.
What an entrance. Girl knows how to come
early
into a room.
This right now. Yeah, but it's with TCO, and I actually love Roku. I don't know. I see the stuff, and I never click on them because the content's like something I never heard of before.
Right. Well, please watch Dummy when they get it up there.
I will.
It's just, well, I liked it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe no one else will like it. Anyway, Quibi failed, and Roku picked up all its programming, so congrats to them. And that is all I have time for. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
If you got $1 million in the bank, how many years could you ride it without ever working again?
Oh.
I can tell you the states where you can make that money roll longer and the states where you'd be out in no time after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.